back. At least we're not playing, I'm not playing Humphreys by the Bay. I'm not mad at Humphreys, really. It's okay. But it's, sometimes they're having their little conversation that you're also playing. If that happens, I just stop, so, so bad, couldn't stop. Curiosity's got me, no worth a damn, I know I'm not. Put her down, I want her to, ashamed to say, I want a lot. Guess I'm going alone, let it go, let it drop and way down where the red lines low. Stick it down where the bad seeds grow, calling where the sun don't show you the sad. Streets on display, standing there and leaning away. She looks at me, and I look away in the sad. Songs, and it happens to maybe be about a bit of a sick bastard. So here it is for you.
Built a little shrine to the border. Ira called it. Guess what? Arthur's, of course.
He is strut with stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. I'm going to range far and wide, supposedly, on this gig tonight, and going to do an old song, an old, really well-known song of mine, back when I created songs that became well-known for a minute. But it's taken a different turn through the years. This song, I hope you recognize it. It's really sort of well-known, but I hope you recognize it. I'm going to play it in the bluegrass style that I play with my country soul brother, Ricky Skaggs, and we play music around the nation here and there. But I'm going to start this off like I do on this record that you've been given, you received here. We'll start off with a couple of things to preface this song, like on the record. And I'm going to start off with a little bird music for you. I don't mean Roger McGuinn, the Birds, or Charlie Parker music. They're two very disparate birds, aren't they? Yes. I'd like to hear the 12-string version of In the Jingle Jangle. Anyway. In the Jingle Jangle morning, girl, I'm gonna follow you. Anyway, so this is a different kind of bird music. This is there's a great French composer named Olivier Messiaen. Wow, this is a beautiful audience. Wow, I love it. We have some Messiaen aficionados, some devotees. Okay, well, then you already know this, but let me tell a lot of the crowd that wouldn't necessarily know this. This is way under the mainstream radar screen, modern classical music. Messiaen was well known, among other things. He was in the concentration camps. He was a prisoner of war in World War II, and he wrote this amazing piece called Quartet for the End of Time, Quatuor de Fin du Temps. And so that's well known, but he's also very well known for going out into the forests of France with score paper very much like this, but with nothing on it, and transcribing the sounds that he heard, transcribing birdsong. And so he wrote a lot of this musique d'oiseau. So I'm going to start off this with a little of that, a little Messiaen, and then into a tune from the Dejanet McBride Hornsby Trio record, and then into this other one. So here's a little bird music for you. Thank you.
that we spent hanging out from the rain under the carnival tent. I laughed and she smiled. It would last for a while. You don't know what you got till you lose it all again. Listen to the melody ring. Listen to the music on the lake. Listen to my heart break every time she runs away. Listen to the banjo wind, a sad song on a drifting low. Listen to the tears roll down my face as she turns to go. Cool evening gets. Listen to the grass bed. It takes a chill from the air till they play the last song to the bluegrass bed.
Thank you.
What's that, son? Oh, Black Muddy River, that's a fine idea. Just keep yelling it, I will do it. After practice for some upcoming gigs. Still a lot going on this year, there's a lot to come. In January, I was the great fortune of playing with the great Michael Tilson Thomas and his New World Symphony in Miami Beach. Did a bunch of songs and new music of mine that he's very fond of. I don't know if you guys know who MTT is, as we know him. He's sort of a classical music titan. Not sort of, he is one. And he's gotten interested in my recent music. And so, we did a concert, I was part of a concert called New Works, and we did four pieces. And that was January, February. New Spike Lee movie came out with my score, and it's called The Sweet Blood of Jesus. I'm sure two of you may have seen it. But also in February, I played on a new record. How many people here are fans of The Killers? The lead singer and leader, I guess, is Brandon Flowers. And I played on his new record, solo record. So two songs. So Brandon and Bruce coming up. It should be coming out really any time now. And next month, Sony Records, Sony Columbia Records, is putting out, so they have this great series called the Essential Series, where the best, sort of a best of series, the Essential Bob Dylan, the Essential Tony Bennett, the Essential Kool and the Gang, the Essential Sly and the Family Stone, and so they're coming out with the Essential Me, so that's very, very nice. I played, which was a piece from a Spike Lee film, 2012, Red Hook Summer, which I also scored. That's on there. There's lots of different music on there. Okay, so back to the orchestral concert. This is one of the songs that we played with the orchestra, and it's great fun. It's a song from our play, Sick Bastard. In fact, this is a song that the Sick Bastard sings. It's a song about depression drugs. I hope you like it.
Life in psychotropics, colorful and bright. Hypnotics have the bonus of a night show every night. Adderall picks me up and my Ambien brings me down. Celexa and Cymbalta keep my feet on solid ground. Drugs the road to nowhere seems as never in dispute. When I go there, long seen it root. Suffer with depression, so lost to go back home. In need of some regression, Xanax as a palindrome. Now I'm popping Vicodin and hooked on my narcotics. You see, pain relieves no mortal sin. I could be hooked on phonics. Watch the road to nowhere, seems as never in dispute. When I go there, along a scenic route. Life in psychotropics, colorful and bright. Hypnotics have the bonus of a light show every night, every night. Thank you. approach we go to nowhere. Seems that's never in dispute. But when I go there. Long the scenic route. Life in the psychotropics. Colorful and bright. You're not tap the bonus of a light show every night. Every night. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Anyway, that's what our state of Virginia has brought you. Anyway, Eastern State Hospital. So, and a lot of the patients were allowed to walk around town and just sort of be free among them. Well, when we were 8, 9, 10 years old, you know, before we realized that this was really dodgy what we were doing, we just thought that this crowd, they were just hilarious. They were just killing us for the things they would do and say. And we had this man that came to our church, and my mother was Lois Hornsby, and then to school after her, Lois Hornsby Jewish school. During integration, she was the one white hand clapping, saying, this needs to happen. So, she kept on and got the guys through the years, and they began school after Lois. So Lois was always bringing people to the house, and she would bring some of the patients. So I got to know them, and there's this one guy named Welford Thurston. Of course, we were sports fans, so we called him Fuzzy Thurston. We got the old Green Bay Packers grade. And so we would say, we'd see him around town. Hi, Mr. Thurston. And he'd look at me and go, they go fire you. They're going to fire you. A lot of you didn't quite understand that. They go fire you. That's the way my Harry the Country speaks. So this is a song about doing this and then feeling pretty bad about it. Sneaking up on Boo Radley. Caught up the back steps. Up to the back door, reach up in the dark, pull the handle a little more. caterpillar crawl, hear the bed bugs bite, our crickets scream, all sounds of night, and sounds of footprints on the ground across the grass. Don't step on the lightning bugs, watch that big old crack in your ass. Swinging up on blue, I'm swinging up on blue.
Of Appalachia, some modernity thrown in for that guy. Right, there's a few people who really want to hear this, and I'm playing for you and everyone else too. I'm trying to find the balance. This is Preacher in the Rain, Part 1.
over at a friend's place. Sunday morning came, he was in my face. Said I want to take you to a place. Would you understand?
Stinking angels sing, take your ride with the preacher in.
who you're looking for? Well, then introduce him to me.
Right here.
Yeah. All right, best guitar player in Southern California. That's quite a claim. He's among us, and so he would appreciate that. That was a piece by Elliot Carter called Cadenaires, the great Elliot Carter. Best guitar players we've got, California. You know who Elliot Carter is? No, you don't. It's okay. It's not guitar music. It's modern classical music, and it's very avant-garde, and it's not for everybody, but I regularly inflict it on my poor, unsuspecting audience. Lots of people thank you for it. I try to put it into something like that boogie groove, which kind of gives it a context, maybe makes it more palatable to people. Maybe not. Anyway, it's a little thematic movement here. That last song was inspired by a great book about the snake handlers, a novel by the great Lee Smith from Grundy, Virginia. She teaches at NC State University. And Grundy, Virginia is way out in the middle of Southwest Virginia coal mining country. Lee Smith's sort of the chronicler of that scene. And so I wrote, that book is called Saving Grace, and I wrote that last song out of that book. And I wrote this next song, which is a really old song, out of a book of hers called Oral History. So this is a completely different type of thing, more of an old folky sound. Skaggs Hornsby actually recorded this song for our first record that we made, but we didn't put it on. It didn't quite make it. I don't know why, but anyway, here it is.
are many years. Oh, so curious and so secretly. Oh, as I looked on, not a lack of tear for the road that I've taken, and taken overcoming me. Well, I saw she was sitting there, hold her fetter on the front porch, see the light a little brighter there. I see her face on the street, the hour on the hill. The time another place I can feel her in my heart still. Every time I see her face on the street, the hour around the hill. See you in my mind, and then I go down the road, not taking. Well, I go down the road, not taking. Taking again. Not taking, taking again. Yeah,
Jackson's been taking on virtually impossible tasks and having great success with them for years. And so he gave me this. So check it out. I'm not much of a proselytizer. I wrote all my sort of social issue songs a long time ago. Now I just write funny stuff and make myself laugh. Not completely, but a little bit. So the Plastic Pollution Coalition. Maybe I'll do one of my old Man, you sound like, I love that. You sound like I'm in Biloxi, Mississippi. Come on, Bruce, put it where you need it. Love it, man. I feel at home, like I'm at home. So. I feel like I'm down with my son, Keith Hornsby. Saturdays ago, and after Saturday afternoon on ESPN 1 in front of a national TV audience and 19,000 people in Fayetteville, Arkansas, Keith Hornsby hit a buzzer-beating three with 0.6 seconds to go. This is the place they lost in the first round. But anyway, he had a really good year, and we can watch for him next year. Keith Hornsby and his brother Russell will be down running for the Oregon Ducks at the Pac-12 in UCLA. And so we have jockey boys. I don't care, they
They like music, but they're not interested. It's just something Dad does.
Who's going to do? All right. So this is a really old song. This song came out 4 years before those boys were born.
And they're not 23. So there you have it. It's an old-ass song. See if I can. I don't play it much. But I have a request for it up here, and we're talking about Plastic Pollution Coalition, so it's appropriate. One of my great memories of this song is the video we made, because the late, great Levon Helm acted in our video. So I just love that, and I love him so dearly and miss him so much. So I dedicate this to the great Levon Helm. Thank you. promontory tightrope all night. That's and I screw up a lot when I listen to the tape and go, oh, hell no. But at least it's a lot of it, I go, hell yes. So I'd like to, do the aforementioned song. Okay, so all right, that's what's happening up through May with the Essentials record, and also working on something else for Spike, and planning on a... Actually, so this is coming up in just a couple of weeks. I'm getting ready to record with the great Justin Vernon of Bon Iver. How many people are into Bon Iver? This is an old-ass crowd, is it? Just like me. Yeah, okay. Well, Bon Iver is a great indie artist. Really great. And he's the sort of group you would see at Coachella. And so he's asked me to be, to do, it's part of a, part of a Dead tribute record, I'm not sure. But we're doing Black Muddy River on together. And so, so wish us luck. Hopefully it won't suck. But I'm very glad to work with him because I really like him. So here's this one. Once again, practicing, because I, as I was referring to before, in July, July, the last shows ever by the Grateful Dead, as it's convened now, will occur. Two shows in Santa Clara in June, and three shows at Soldier Field in Chicago. And I know a whole lot of people have been trying to get tickets, and over a million ticket requests. It's unbelievable if you can believe that. So, yeah, I know. I feel your pain. Real pain. I feel your pain. Anyway, so we're going to do our damnedest to really do the music justice, because the Grateful Dead songbook is one of the great songbooks ever compiled. Songbook that Frank Sinatra and Tony Bennett had all sang, but it's right there. Anyway, this is a good song, and here it is.
By the black mud river.
seems like the night will last forever. And there's nothing left to do but count the years. And the strings of my heart start to sever. And the stones fall from my eyes instead of tears. And I will walk alone by the black muddy. Dream me a dream of my own. Oh, but now I won't walk alone by the black muddy river. Sing me a song of my own. And sing me a song of my own. Sing me a song of my own.
Song like you did in Portland, Oregon in 1992. Well, I just toured with Pat just last summer, so if you happen to see me back tour, I played a lot of songs with Pat Metheny then. On my set, oh, thank you for coming. We had a great time. He's my longtime great friend, and it's about time we hooked up and did that. First time Pat Metheny ever played with a dulcimer in his life. Okay, let me see you.
Theater! Hasselrod!
What was that?
Hasselrod!
So boisterously stated? Yeah, that's a good band song. It's not so great here. It's a big, powerful, fucking rock song. So it's not great. It's okay, even. It's not great. Just you come here to Noisemakers and just crush us with standing on the mountain and we'll do it for you. We like to play that and quite a bit. Our drummer, Sonny Emery, he's a fan, always wants to play that. Okay, like to do a song, a little medley of songs, and it's great fun to do. It's on this record. A lot of work with Ricky Skaggs for years, and there are three songs on this Essentials package that are from the Skaggs Hornsby collaboration. And I'm going to do two of them right here. It's the most requested song of the night, the one after this. Thank you.
look at me, my gun. But I'm not a man for trouble, but I got me for a pun.
Dig a hole in the middle,
hole in the cocoa ground. Dig a hole in the middle, gonna lay it on Corey down.
Oh, no.
So then we started, had to fill out our set, we started playing a couple of dead tunes.
And they got wind of it, and they became fans of our band, and then they asked us to open for them in 87 and 88 and 9, and just kept on growing from there. So it's still growing, so. Thank you.
just the way it is. Some things will never change. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. Don't you believe them? Don't you believe them? Thank you.
Coming down low.
Good morning.